In past discussions of this framework's draft objectives, as well as the section pertaining to the role of contracting states and the definitions section, the question has been raised as to whether this framework should be limited in scope and application to complex situations or to conflict situations. And related questions have been raised about the challenge of defining complex situations. Fortunately, that term has been satisfactorily defined in the International Code of Conduct. And just as it was suggested that much of the terminology for the framework rely on the definitions already arrived at in the Montreux document, the United States would recommend that the ICOC definition of complex environments is as one that not only was the result of a thoughtful process of expert review, but that has also stood the test of time. That definition of complex environments reads as follows: any areas experiencing or recovering from unrest or instability, whether due to natural disasters or armed conflicts, where the rule of law has been substantially undermined, and in which the capacity of the state authority to handle the situation is diminished, limited, or non-existent. The United States, as one governmental member of the ICOCA, recommends this definition and is firmly of the view that the scope of the framework must be focused on and limited to this context. Thank you.